This goes to Amy Johnson. Fax is 989-291-5348 regarding Alice Hoitinga, Hoitinga. Date of birth 4/3/1941. Dear Dr. Johnson, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Hoitinga with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was January 6, 2025. She has gained 6 pounds over the last 6 months, and she does have very high blood sugars. She's working very hard to try to get them under control. She is using a Freestyle 2 monitor for continuous glucose monitoring. And she was hospitalized with influenza and pneumonia March 3rd through 8th at Metro Hospital in Grand Rapids. She was very short of breath and had a cough. She really doesn't remember a whole lot of that about that hospitalization, but she states she's feeling much better today and this month. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and she has minimal edema of the lower extremities. Medications, she's currently on Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. She's going to use that until the medication is gone, and she's not sure if she had a blood clot in her leg or in the lung, so we will get some records to check on that. She's also on Lantus insulin and Novolog regular insulin before meals. I want to highlight Farxiga, 10 milligram daily, Lisinopril, 20 milligram daily, Pravacol. She's on calcium with vitamin D and some eye drops for glaucoma. And physical exam, weight 224 pounds. That's a 6 pound increase over the last 6 months. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 142 over 60. Pulse is 60. Oxygen saturation 98% on room air. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, without ascites. And she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 18th, 2025. Creatinine is 1.61, which is stable. Estimated GFR, 31. Calcium is 9.3, albumin 3.7. Glucose was 155. Sodium is 141. Potassium elevated at 5.6, and she runs high. Previous two levels were 5.4 and 5.5. Carbon dioxide is 24. And the last, hemoglobin, was done January 3rd, 2025 at 10.5, normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient will continue getting labs every 3 months. 2, diabetic nephropathy with stable glucose levels. 3, hypertension near to goal currently. And we will request records from the hospitalization in March in Grand Rapids, just for review, to see what kind of a blood clot that she reportedly had. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.